The podcast you're about to listen to is explicit, has graphic language, and is for adults only. Put your earbuds in and let's go.
All my life, I've never fit, but I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from sex educator and sex geek summer camp founder, Reed Mahalko. Hi there. How's your week going? I never thought I'd be a podcaster during the apocalypse, but here we are. I always try and spin things in a positive way, but I have to tell you, as somebody who makes their entire living off live events, I'm a little nervous. I've had to cancel both my San Francisco and Seattle shows this month because of coronavirus. Every event, especially in Seattle, is being canceled right now. And it's pretty scary because last night I did an interview talking about how this was hurting performers and event producers. And at a certain point, the reporter said, you know, I think this whole thing is going to blow over in 6 months. Don't worry about it. And I was like, who has 6 months worth of income just saved in a jar? Because I can tell you, no event producers or performers I know really have enough to make it a month or two at most. I don't want to be a bummer, but I want to tell you what's going on currently in San Francisco. I went to the store last night and the shelves were cleaned out. Not just toilet paper, not just paper towels. Everything was cleared out. When they first started talking about it, I went to the store and my partner, Ben, thought I was kind of going off the deep end. And I bought a ton of staples. I bought things I never buy, like black beans and pinto beans and jasmine rice, all the staples that could live on the shelf for a really long time. Of course, a dose or two of dark chocolate brownies to help get me through. But that was a week and a half ago. And you know, one of my favorite books in the world is Stephen King's The Stand. I have read it so many times. In fact, the unabridged version, which is almost 45 hours long, I have listened to that thing multiple times. It's one of my favorite things to listen to on road trips. I like to think about no government. I've always been attracted to the idea that you can go anywhere and people don't know where you are right now. That sounds really good in today's current technological situation. But I didn't fantasize about this. I didn't fantasize about all my friends losing every gig they have, not knowing when the next one's going to come. I'm watching events that are happening in May or June cancel. And it's March, which doesn't look good for small producers. I will say I'm worried. One thing that might be something that you're interested in, a lot of people listen to the Body Storytelling Podcast all over the world. And I know it's frustrating that our live shows tend to be in San Francisco or Seattle, but with live events being what they are, my team is currently researching taking the show online and figuring out how people can tell their stories from wherever they are. Hopefully we can put that together. I'd love to be able to have people participate. That would be kind of an upside to this whole thing, you know? Like something hard happened, but we grew in some way. And you got to tell your story and be listened to and feel seen. That would be a good thing to come out of the whole thing, right? My dream is that we make this happen in March. the upcoming shows section of the podcast is going to be a little sparse right now. Hopefully not for too long, as we try to figure out how to make Body Be Online. Luckily, we have tons of stories, and we'll be putting them on the podcast for as long as I can afford to put out a podcast without any income. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, there is never going to be a better time than right now. Please cross your fingers and toes and labia for me, because I'm lucky that I have amazing volunteers and team members who are incredibly supportive at a really hard time right now. I'm taking my vitamins. I'm staying away from people. Social distancing is the word of probably Merriam-Webster. Merriam-Webster is probably going to make social distancing the phrase of 2020. If you go to flattenthecurve.com, there's really great scientific information about how keeping away from each other can help us stop the spread and keep us under the number of hospital beds that are available for sick people, because that's one of the biggest fears. Will we have enough beds for the people who are going to need to go to the hospital? Right now, we don't. We have to stay away from each other. And Flatten the Curve can tell you much better. And, you know, I can record this today and there'll be new information tomorrow. Check out that website. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Take care of each other, y'all. Be kind to each other. It's going to get nasty. People are going to be rude to each other. People are going to be in a fearful state. And I think the best thing we can do, one of the reasons I love the people who come to my live shows and the people who listen to the podcast, is you can tell they're good people. You're a good person. I know that. You wouldn't be attracted to this weird thing I do if you weren't. So be extra kind, okay? Let's get on with the show.
I haven't done that at a party in years.
Are you ready for a story? Well, this week's storyteller has been telling on the Body Storytelling stage for over 10 years. He's always ready with a story, no matter the theme. But a few years ago, he moved to Portland, so my opportunities to hear his stories were rare. But he flew to San Francisco for our recent 13-year anniversary show, and this is the story that he told for us in late February at that show. Here's some information about him. America's favorite sex geek, Reed Mihalko of readaboutsex.com and sex10xonline.com helps adults and college students create more self-esteem, self-confidence, and greater health and satisfaction in and out of the bedroom using an inspiring mixture of humor, keen insight, and comprehensive sexual health information. Reed appeals to audiences of all orientations, backgrounds, ages, and identities. He's one of the only male sex and relationship experts touring the country today who can speak pragmatically to nearly all areas of sexual self-expression, intimacy, dating, and relating. Reed's mission is to give men, women, and people of all identities new tools to transform their love lives into fulfilling, satisfying, and sustainable expressions of self. Many years ago, about 16 years, I believe, Reed and co-founder Marsha Bajinski founded Cuddle Party, the international organization to foster non-sexual touch. You can find out more about Cuddle Party at cuddleparty.com. It's pretty famous. You can also find Reed on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and on his website, readaboutsex.com. It's readaboutsex.com at all those places. And there are many, many videos of him on the Body Storytelling stage at readaboutsex.com. He's one of my favorite people in the world. I feel like I grew up with him. He really feels like the brother I never had and always wanted. This storyteller is Reed Mihalko.
Well, if you're gonna be like that.
So I feel like I owe you all this then, the way you built this up.
Do it! Bring it!
Everyone take a deep breath. And then go, oh. how many of you would say yes if Betty White offered you sex? This is my story. So I was invited to teach at a swingers conference in Las Vegas. Where?
Las Vegas.
It was a swingers conference. What was it?
Swingers.
Yes, in Las Vegas. And so, like, for those of you who don't know or aren't familiar with the lifestyle, for those of you who are meeting me for the first time, I identify as a queer polyamorous slut. And yeah, I will sign your bingo card. That's that. Catch me later. As a queer polyamorous slut, I'm kind of like Venn diagrams related to swingers. Like, as a slut, I'm like, oh, you like to fuck? And this is your partner? Excellent. Like, how do you like to fuck? Oh, soft swap? What does that mean? Hard swap? Ooh, full swap? What does that mean? Ooh, I'm a bull? What are you? Ooh, you're hot wifing? Ooh, tell me more. So over the years, I've learned a decent amount of conversational swinger. And so, you know, I can figure out where the bathroom is and where the gangbang is, and I can, you know, make my way. So I get invited to teach at this event in Las Vegas, and it is like an extravaganza, like the pool parties and things. And things to know about swingers, people in the lifestyle, it's kind of like applaud if you've ever been to Burning Man or you know what Burning Man is. Okay. So like in the non-monogamy world where like non-monogamy is the big circle and then there's all these little, it's all like Game of Thrones kind of non-monogamy in little fiefdoms. But like swingers and the lifestyle, like it's kind of like if you went to Burning Man, it's kind of like Burning Man because there's a lot of costumes, a lot of costume changes at a swinger event, and there, but no dust, very little dust. and then rather than riding bicycles, people are riding Sibians, you know, and rather than an art car, you've got like a hotel suite. Like there's all these kinds of things with the swinger universe. And I got invited, and I got one of my duties was to kind of MC with a friend of mine, Michael McClure. We were kind of MCing the evening entertainment before they had the dance party, because like Burning Man, there's a lot of dancing. And then there's fucking. But it's like, okay, so we're doing like this comedy routine. It's totally bombing. But we think it's funny. We think we're killing it because we are killing it. And people are now worried that they will not get laid tonight because of us. And at the end, Michael announces it is his birthday. And it truly was. It was his 49th birthday. And he's like, I would like 49 blowjobs. Crickets. And I'm like, dude, you're gonna get nothing and like it. But again, like how many of you are familiar with the five love languages? Okay, nerds, yes. So like with swingers, like acts of service include sex. So you announce like it's my birthday at a swinger event. Like that is like now you can cash it in. That would be like saying it's your birthday at a kink event. And then people just line up to spank you. And it's like, and now at a swinger event, he's like, I would like blowjobs. People lined up. And as a dutiful friend, my job is to kind of be the person that checks everybody in. Right? And I'm having all the safer sex conversations and whatnot. Like, would you like a condom? Would you not like a condom? Like Michael's safer sex agreements are this, this, and this. And a lot of the swingers are like, yeah, actually, this, this, and this. But like, it's a long line because like people are like on their knees like, giving the birthday boy like the works. And people are like, how long is this gonna take? I'm like, I don't know. We didn't put a timer on this. This isn't like, you know, like some chess game where you tap something and then it's like make the next move. I'm sorry. The next time, if you ever get to be at a swinger event helping somebody get their birthday, whatever, blowjob, cunnilingus, like group sex situation, or whatever it is, be the person that checks people in. Because when the line takes too long,
I didn't think of this. It did not occur to me. But one of the women standing in line goes, do you fluff? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, no, like if I have to wait, like, can I blow you? And I'm like, ding! I am his friend. I am here to help. And so for those of you who are like, wow, that must be awkward, what's awkward is getting blown and then talking to her husband who's also waiting in line. And I'm like, are you waiting in line to blow Michael? And they're like, no. Now, some parts of the lifestyle community are progressive, and like guy-on-guy action is kind of like allowed, but it's kind of like it's in your RV or in your tent at Burning Man. Like, it's not something you do out in the open in Las Vegas. I know things are changing. Things are changing. Let's help. So I'm sitting there having a conversation with a lovely human being while I'm getting blown, and I'm like, this is going well. And the birthday boy's like, it's going well. So then all of a sudden this couple walks in, and I was like, oh. Now imagine Betty White and a slightly more silver Bill Murray. Okay, just picture that in your eyes. Picture that. Eyes closed. Imagine that. Wearing full body fishnet stockings, matching Mardi Gras beads, neon sneakers from the 80s, matching neon sneakers, and they're both crotchless, full body fishnet stocking suits. They walk in and I'm like, now there are people that know how to accessorize. Accessorizing is what separates us from the beasts, and they know what's going on. So as fate would have it, somebody, they get up to me, and then like somebody changes, and then I go and I watch Betty White just give my friend the birthday blowjob of his life. And I'm like, wow, Betty White, that is amazing. Thank you. Just to be able to see this is changing everything for me. And Bill Murray is right by her side being like, just beaming with love and pride. And I was like, that is amazing. So unfortunately, Michael only gets to like 22 blowjobs, not 49. Yes, we all felt that way. But I was so worked up from all the fluffing and from seeing these just amazing people so generous with their mouths and with their attitudes. And then like now, like at the end, like last call at a swinger event, when you're kind of wandering the hallways and the suites of the upper floor of some like casino, it's weird. Because you're really just kind of cruising. Or you're just curious to see what you're going to see. But it's not like cruising a kink event where you walk in and you're like, oh, shit. I need therapy for this. Like, you're like, oh, people fucking. That's nice. Oh, people fucking on a bowling alley. Why does a hotel room have a bowling alley? And I'm walking around. And guess who I run into at 3 a.m.? Betty White and Bill Murray. Now I'm a little worked up. I'm very happy to see them. I go to Betty, I'm like, Betty, thank you for giving my friend a very, very amazing birthday blowjob. And Betty goes to me, she goes, I like giving blowjobs. And then Bill Murray just pops in and he goes, I like watching her give blowjobs. And something deep inside me said, just stand very still. You are amongst swingers. Make no sudden moves. And magic might happen. And then Betty White looked at me. She goes, would you like a blowjob? Now, when Betty White offers you a blowjob, you say what?
Yes!
I said, yes. Yes, Betty, I would like that blowjob. And as we stroll to find an empty suite, as we stroll together, almost hand in hand, but we weren't holding hands, I was like, "Where? How did you two meet?" She was an ex-dancer showgirl from Vegas back in the day. He was one of those people that dealt the cards at blackjack and threw the dice at craps. And they met one night. And I think they had a foursome. And it's been like that forever since. They were like swingers from the get-go. And I was like, and me, my little slutty polyamorous heart was like, "Ooh, you found each other. You're dating your species." And then we found a suite with a four-post bed and this like floor-to-ceiling windows that overlooked the strip. Like it was just like a postcard down the strip. And like we crawled into bed, and Betty got between my legs and pulled I think I was wearing a tuxedo, if I remember correctly. So I kind of like looked debonair, but then quickly, whew, I was naked. And then she got between my legs and she just looked at me. And then without saying a word, she proceeded to blow my fucking mind. I did not look at the fucking Vegas strip at all. Everything was eclipsed. It was like as if everything dimmed and it was just Betty White and my cock having a moment. Frozen in time, I watched. And I was like, this is amazing. She worked it. It was like a Cirque du Soleil performer was living in her mouth. And I was like the thing that it danced on. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And this was unbelievable. And the whole time, like Bill Murray's just like, just silently cheering her on. And I'm like, what is happening here? This is amazing. And I was, it was a weird day. And I was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to come. Like, I'm not going to orgasm. And when Betty White is giving you a blowjob and you know you will not orgasm, there is one thing that you do. I go, "Betty?" She's like, "Yes." "Would you like to ride me?" Bill Murray gasped first. And she was like, "Oh, golly gee, really?" And I was like, she did not just say, "Oh, golly gee, really." And I'm like, "Yes, I would love for you to ride my cock if you would like." And she's like, "Absolutely." She turns to Bill. She goes, "Bill, is that okay?" He goes, "Fuck him, honey." So as I'm like, this is already the best thing ever. I go to grab a condom. They're like she's on the edge of the bed and he's like right up in her face. And he's like, "Oh, honey, I love you so much. You fuck him really good, honey. You just do it." And she's like, "I'm going to fuck him so good, honey." And he's like, "Oh." And I'm just like, "Ooh, they're so in love." And I'm like rolling the condom down my cock. And again, remember, full body fishnet stockings, both of them. No crotches. Mardi Gras beads. She gets over. She lowers herself down. And I'm just like, this is the best night of my life. And she proceeds to fuck the living shit out of me. Just like work. I'm like, this is what it's like to fuck a showgirl. It was like all the moves. If somebody had handed her ostrich feathers, it would have been like fantabulous. Now, the whole time she's fucking me, not looking at me, looking at Bill. Eye contact to eye contact while she's doing the whole thing. And I'm just lying there being like, oh my goodness, they are so in love. And then at some point I'm like, "Betty, I mean, I'm probably gonna come. Like, how would you like that to happen?" "Bill, come inside her, Reed." And I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yes." I'm like, "Betty, is that okay with you?" She's like, "Yes." Again, not looking at me, looking at Bill. I'm like, odd choice, but I'm going to go with it. Working it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to come. He's like, "Make him come, honey, make him come." And she's like, "I will, honey." She's like, "I hope we're fucking like this when we're 90. And he goes, 6 more years. guys. Hashtag squad goals. We finish up. It was an amazing orgasm. Bill is just shyly being like, do you mind if we give you our number? And I'm like, yes, thank you. Fucking yes. Absolutely. I'm going to get my shorts and my tuxedo things on. And all of a sudden, like, I roll over on something hard. I'm like, what is that? What is that? And I dig through the covers. I go, Betty. She turns around. Are these your dentures? She grabs them, all bashful, and she goes, I would forget these all the time, wouldn't I, Bill? And he's like, yes, you would, dear. And I'm like, you two have a great night. And they said, thank you. My only regret is that I actually lost their number. I know. So Bill, Betty, if you're listening, please contact Dixie and get my number, please. Thank you.
At a swingers conference in Vegas, fulfilling a birthday wish. 49 blowjobs seems kind of outrageous, but as a fluffer, I found my niche. In walked the most magical couple, dressed in the nines for the day. Matching shoes, Mardi Gras beads, fishnet bodysuits, sand crotch made me see the light of the day. And I wanted to say thank you for being a friend. Betty White, you're the fucking best. You blew my mind while Bill Murray watched on. Gotta give in to Betty, she tried and tried, but it just would not arrive. Said, hey Betty, how'd you like to ride me into the night?
Oh golly gee, really?
With a crotchless fishnet bodysuit, soon Betty had all the moves. How'd you like to do this when we're 90? As she smiled ear to ear, Bill shouted,
6 more years!
I got flashbacks of Rose on Golden Girl. Then I rolled off her pair of dentures. I don't mean to.
I'm not wonderful, my own gratuity.
But I got them digits. And I lost them. And I wanted to say thank you for being a friend. Betty White, you're the fucking best. You blew my mind while Bill Murray cheered y'all.
Oh my God, that was a first. That song was Thank You for Being a Friend with Benefits by our own podcast producer, Marty Garcia.
It has a surprise ending. Splat!
It can be hard to meet sexual partners in real life, and porn doesn't offer you that erotic intimacy that you're looking for. Well, say hello to MyGirlFund.com. MyGirlFund allows you to form virtual relationships with sexy, amazing women. You can meet, message, share photos and videos, and cam with those women in private. My Girl Fund was launched way back in 2009, and over the years, they've formed an awesome community of sexy, friendly women to connect with. They're relatable, and they want to hang out. My Girl Fund allows its female members to control their exposure. They connect with who they want to connect with, control how they want to interact, and decide what they want to charge for these interactions. There are no set prices for interactions and content. It's all negotiated one-on-one. When you do a job, you need to get paid. We can all agree that people should be paid for their labor. The reality is that it's very difficult for women to get paid for virtual adult work without risking personal exposure. And while many women are willing to dirty chat and or share nude content for money, safe and discreet platforms are rare. Their focus on anonymity and privacy means that My Girl Fund can allow for complex, intimate relationships to develop. It's a safe, private, and discreet adult community, and you can join My Girl Fund for free. And right now, for a limited time, you can become a lifetime premium member for less than $5 when you visit mygirlfund.com/Dixie. That means that as a fan of the Body Storytelling Podcast, you can get discounted credits and bonus interaction features for life. So go to mygirlfund.com/Dixie.
Charlie and I forgot to put cheese between us.
As you know, my greatest joy in life is producing live shows. And I have had to cancel my March 12th and my March 19th live shows, San Francisco and Seattle. I've got to eat a plane ticket because I bought the plane ticket before they started that policy where they were going to refund or give you a deal on your plane ticket. So that's another thing. I'm trying to be upbeat this week, you guys. I'm trying. So those shows are canceled. We have postponed those shows. Currently, the dates are Thursday, April 9th. In San Francisco, and we're going to use the theme It Seemed Like a Good Idea at the Time that was originally set up for March, and then April 16th in Seattle. That's going to be the Best of Body Seattle. Here's the thing, and I'm going to hit this one a couple of times. We are considering an online version of Body, maybe having a few curated stories to get the ball rolling, and then letting people kind of take their turns and tell stories on a live stream with people who've signed up to be part of it. The thing that's exciting about that is you could do that from anywhere and we can keep each other safe. If you want more information about that, I'll have it soon. Feel free to write me, Dixie@bodystorytelling.com. I'd love to know where you are, and I'd love to know if you're thinking about telling a story, because this is it. This is your big chance. All it took was the apocalypse for you to get your big chance to get on stage at Body. It'll be in your living room, probably, but you're going to get it. Those are our upcoming shows for Body Storytelling.
I think I better keep the lid on this paint thinner.
So as you know, I'm a live event producer, and most of my time is dedicated to coaching people, getting them ready to get on stage at a live Body Storytelling. But live Body Storytellings are on pause right now. So, if you'd like to work with me on a story, imagine the celebration when this whole thing is over and you get to get on stage at whatever show you want to tell your story. We can work together. I offer quickie consultations so I can get a feel for what you're going for, and we can see each other when that happens. So, if you'd like to book me, if you'd like to work on a story with me, feel free to give me a message. I'm Dixie@bodystorytelling.com, and I can't wait to work on your story with you.
Of course, the only crime in St. Olaf was that more people didn't practice better oral.
I have to admit, I'm a little freaked out by the world right now. So I'm going to make a plea that I regularly make, but this time, I mean it. I make my entire living as an event producer, and my events are canceled. Hopefully just for March, but I'm not sure how this is going to go. So that means my entire income is gone. The podcast could go away because I can't afford someone to produce and do the technical side of it. Who knows? I don't know if I can podcast while living under a bridge. So it's really important that you support me on Patreon right now. Now more than ever, I really need to be able to pay my rent and to take care of life's necessities. Quake eats dog food. a lot of it. He's 165 pounds. There are so many things I'm worried about right now. And the thing that would make the difference is seeing new people sign up to support us on Patreon, or to have our existing Patreon supporters bump up their pledge just a little bit. It would mean so much. I really feel like I try to give people hope every week that the world is a good place, and I kind of need to see it from other people, if possible, this week. I want to thank you in advance for that. So go to patreon.com/bawdy. Patreon is patreon.com. Bawdy is BAWDY. Support us at whatever level you can, and hopefully we'll get through this thing. Thanks in advance for your support.
It's called Gnurkenflirten Kick.
Man, I wish we had more time this week. It's lonely working at home anytime, but especially at a time like now. I really wish that there was more connection between us. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast, and I want to thank the people who make the podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer David Grossoff, to video archivist Joe Moore. Thank you to you for everything you do. A review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you review would mean a big bump in our numbers, and that would help us a lot right now, because online, that's where we are, and that's where we're going to be for the foreseeable future. I am sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 114, and here's a peek at what's next.